Hello, hello, and welcome to the Your Best Being podcast. It's Andrea here, and it's midnight, and I'm recording this podcast from the comforts of my bed. I just did a video, which I posted on Facebook, on my Your Best Being page. And, you know, it sort of inspired me and propelled me to make this very raw and unedited. And likely, you know, I hope to make concise podcasts, but, you know, who knows? I might ramble. Anyways, this is the thing. So I do not binge and purge or restrict or obsessively, like, where I was with my eating disorder, I feel recovered. Let me just put it that way. You know, I don't obsess about food. There's no off-limit foods. I mean, I'm just mindful, of course. It's like, it's not a free-for-all. It's not like I just don't care. But yeah, I just feel like I do have a very healthy relationship with food. I have a partner who has mentioned to me how much healthier he notices I am, my relationship with food, even since when he's known me. And, you know, it's just, things have really shifted for me. So I also want to be really open and honest that I still have, and you know what, this is where I am right now, is I'm not wallowing and I'm not terrible, but I would say I'm struggling. I'm struggling because I'm not feeling necessarily the healthiest. I don't feel like I'm at my best. I've made some choices over the course of the past, I'd say, couple of weeks where I've been eating whatever I want, not excessively, but just enough so that I'm feeling a bit sluggish. And the video that I posted mentions French fries. Right, I had French fries a lot in the past week or so. And so be it, right? Like, it is what it is. I'm over them. I say in my video, they found me and then I chose to eat them. I swear, I didn't even seek them. It just, we were traveling, and so, well, we were out of town to visit my family, so you know, it was just, you know how it is, right? Like, it's just, you can start to just eat out and be quick. And so that's just how it went. Yeah. And that's that, you know, and I feel the need to share this because I would consider myself to be in a very good place. And I want to share my setback because this setback does not define me. I mean, I used to not even be able to handle one meal, let alone a whole week of. So I'm so grateful for how far I have come. And I think that for me, there's also me being realistic about being healthy and making healthy food choices and not wanting to, it's not good to be obsessive and unhealthy to obtain a certain aesthetic. There is also a desire and a wish and a concern for how I look, right? I have that, and I still care. And And I don't think it's in an unhealthy way. I think it's so, yeah, that's sort of my thing, you know. Usually, I mean, it does seem like, okay, well, you're recovered, so you have to accept your body all the time. You can only promote, you know, loving yourself. And I mean, welcome to life, right? So just want to share my up down days, and I'm going to bed now. And I just felt like I really wanted to share this thought. Thank you for listening for my rambles. And do leave me a comment below if you so desire. And let me know what topics interest you on the subject of disordered eating, self-development, all that sort of stuff. And I'll talk to you later.